नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
द्वितीयं तु भवायास्य
सात्लकथां
महीम् उद्धरिष्यन् उपाधत्त यज्ञेश सौकरं वपुः द्वितीयं तु भवायास्य सात्लकथां महीम् उदृश्यन् उपादत्त यज्ञेश सौकरं वपुः द्वितीयम्
the second
तु but भवाय
for the welfare
asya
of this earth
rasatala
of the lowest region
gatam having gone
mahim
the earth
udarishyan
lifting
upadata
established
yagyeshah
the proprietor
or the supreme enjoyer.
So karam
hagish
vapuhu
incarnation.
Translation,
the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices
accepted the incarnation of a boar,
the second incarnation,
and
for the welfare of the earth,
he lifted the earth
from the
nether
regions of the universe.
Nether regions.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
The indication
is that for
each and every incarnation
of the personality
of Godhead,
the
particular function
executed is
also mentioned.
There
cannot be
any incarnation
without a particular
function,
and
such functions
are always extraordinary.
They
are impossible
for any
living being to perform.
The
incarnation of the
boar
was
to take the
earth out of
Pluto's
region
of filthy
matter.
Picking up
something from a
filthy place is
done by a boar.
And
the all-powerful
personality
God had displayed
this
wonder
to the
asuras
who had hidden
the earth in such
a filthy place.
There
is nothing
impossible
for the
personality of Godhead,
and although he
played the part
of a boar,
by the
devotees he is
worshipped,
staying
always in
transcendence.
Dutiyam
tu bhavayasya
rasatalagatam
mahim
udarishyam
upadata
yagyesha
sokaram
bhapuhu.
Again, the
translation.
The supreme
enjoyer
of all
sacrifices
accepted
the incarnation of a
boar,
the second incarnation,
and for the welfare
of the earth, he
lifted the earth
from
the nether
regions
of the universe.
We have
three terms
here. The
Rasatala
region,
the nether
region, and the
and Pluto's
region.
By
Vedic
astrology,
but Vedic astronomy
also,
Pluto
is
is a
planet that has,
well, it's a
bad planet. when people do astrology charts, the influence of Pluto in one of the houses in somebody's astrological chart, it's debilitating. It has malevolent influences. It's bad. And well, what we're reading here is the sages of Naimisharanya. They've asked Sutta Goswami, among other things, to describe the forms of the Lord as they appear in this world. Meaning, beyond this world, there's a spiritual sky, and in that spiritual sky, there's spiritual planets, and within those spiritual planets, there's forms of the Lord and his associates. So, from time to time, yada yadahi dharmasya, there's discrepancy in the principles of religion. And so when that situation occurs, tadatmanam srijam yaham, the Lord appears. So they want to know, could you describe these forms of the Lord as they make their appearance in this world? So, to oblige the sages, Sutta Goswami is responding, and there's a sequence. It's not exactly chronological, but and nor is it exhaustive. It's some of the innumerable incarnations of the Lord. This is indicated at the end of this list. Sutta Goswami says, you can't count them all. Like, it's like counting the waves in the ocean. And when you're done counting, there's more waves in the ocean, so you can't count them all. But, so the principal ones, or well-known forms of the Lord, are indicated. So, this is the second in the list. The Kumaras were identified first. This second one that's listed is the Leela avatar, a form of the Lord who is performing pastimes for his pleasure. And the circumstances is during the first of the four yugas, and yuga cycle is Satya Yuga. During Satya Yuga, the personalities of Jai and Bijai, who descended into this world from the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, they took their first birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. They were brothers. And Hiranyaksha was the younger brother, and Hiranyaksha was wild. And one of the things that he liked very much was gold. People who are pious, they appreciate the value of gold, and they use that in pious ways. For example, in worship. And those that are impious, they are very fascinated with gold, and they use it for other purposes. So, Prabhupada once, in a very detailed manner, described how the earth planet was plundered by Hiranyaksha to receive gold. He went into detail and described that he had a stash kept in southern parts of India, and he came to know that there was gold in the other parts of the world. So he dug a tunnel through the earth. Big time excavation, not just like a subway or something. It was just in Boston, and in the middle part of December. And they're they've had this like super plan to replace the Callahan Tunnel that goes to Logan Airport and make another tunnel. And like super technology, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and the thing leaks. So they can't use it. They're trying to fix the leaks. And that's just to go from one side of a river to another side of the river. This is from one side of the planet to another side of the planet. So our modern technologists are very proud of their technology, but from Vedic literature, the vimanas and other types of technology through subtle means. There's mantra and there's yantra. Mantra means sound vibration. Subtle means things can be done. And yantra is by machine. So one can fly by a machine, one can fly by mantra, one can enter into the earth by machine, or one can do so by mantra, and so forth. All of the mystic cities are they're but the same things that material scientists are trying to do by mechanical means. To become light and fly by machine, or to become light and fly by mantra, or to become very, very big, or to become very small. Nanotechnology is big time government war spending venture. And those who have mystic cities, they also know how to do this. Anima Siddhi, or Mahima Siddhi, or Lagima Siddhi, or Prapti Siddhi, to acquire something from a distant place. Same things that people are trying to do materially, they can be done in the subtle science, which is also a material science, through a mantra. So Hiranyaksha knew how to make a tunnel that went all the way through the earth and out the other side, and Prabhupada said someplace in Brazil it was known that there was big quantities of gold. So he took the gold and brought it back to his headquarters in South India. And because the gold was taken, it created an imbalance in the gravitational field of the earth, and then the earth plummeted from its orbit. And it plummeted to the lower regions of the universe. So now a little Vedic astronomy or cosmology. There are seven upper planetary, there are 14 planetary systems. There's upper, middle, and lower. So the upper planetary systems, middle planetary systems, and lower planetary systems. Just like heaven and hell, and where we are now is somewhere in between. Same as in Western theology. So in Eastern theology, there is a description of those different planetary systems, and more specifically, the upper planetary systems are divided. Seven. And Bhuvar Loka and Svarga Loka and Janaloka, Tapaloka, Maharloka and Satyaloka. Those are the planetary systems that are described. This Earth planet is in the lower of the seven upper planetary regions, or towards the middle. And then below, this is now speaking of a vertical dimension of the universe. If you could imagine from the top of the universe, there's a string, like a plumber's string, and you just drop it. And those are the planets, starting from Satyaloka down to this Earth region, which is in the middle planetary region, and then the lower planetary regions follow down, descending in a vertical direction within the universe, Vedic cosmology describes. Atala and Vitala and Sutala and Tatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, which is mentioned in this verse, and Patala. You can't get lower than Patala. Loka, it's a bad place. And it's not only bad things happen in those planets, although the sun, the natural light of the sun, doesn't go there. The plane of Bhumandala, the orbits of the planets within this plane, block the light of the sun, so there's artificial light, like you might find at a bar or gambling casino or something like that, where it's dark, so they have artificial light. They design them that way. So the lower planets are tamasic, no natural light, and artificial light is there. But when Bali Maharaj was arrested by, tied up in ropes by Vamana, and then he was freed from that bondage, Vamana gave this third of the lower planetary systems, Atala, Vitala, Sutala. He gave him the Sutala planet to preside over, because Bali was from the Daitya dynasty. So he gave him one of those planets to rule over, and Vamana then committed that I'll stay as the gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj. Since he's so devoted to me, I'll offer him my protection. In the Ramayana, it's described that when in the following yuga, when Ravana went to Sutala to conquer Bali's armies, Vamana repelled him. He promised he would protect Bali, and he did, and his descendants. Ravana went whimpering away because Vamana, little dwarf Vamana, chased away all the armies of Ravana. So Sutala Tatala, Mahatala, and then Rasatala. Rasatala is mentioned in this verse. Rasatala. So the within the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, it gives, if you're interested, it gives dimensions of the distances of these planets from the bottom of the universe, and then there's this little 30,000 yojanas, which is 150,000. Each yojana is 8 miles, so 8 times 3 is 240,000 miles is the distance between the lower planetary system, and then what lies below the lower planetary system is the Garbhodak Ocean. And in the Garbhodak Ocean, this is like takes up half of the universe. The rough number is around 250 million yojanas times 8 makes miles. And that's half of the universe, and the other half is the inhabited portion. Specifically, it describes it with these numbers. So 500 million yojanas is the diameter of the universe, counting the bottom of the Garbhodak Ocean. Times 8 is that many miles. And so the Earth had fallen from its orbit in this middle planetary region down into what's mentioned in the verses, the Rasatala region, but actually it plummeted even below Rasatala, below Patala, into the Garbhodak Ocean. So into this nether region, and to go to such a filthy place in the nether region, the Lord assumed an appropriate form. That is, where, what creature, what part of God's creation goes to filthy places very readily and happily? hogs. And so he assumed a form like that to take the earth, holding the earth on his tusks and lifting the earth back again to its proper position in its natural orbit. So when he did like that, the Lord made his appearance in this world in that particular form, then Hiranyaksha was very agitated. Who has come and disturbed my place? You'll lose your life in a big battle between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha. Of course, we know who was the victor. And when Hiranyaksha, the funeral of Hiranyaksha took place, then his older brother Hiranyakashipu performed made the arrangements for the performance of the funeral rites of his brother. And so then he took a vow at that time that he would destroy Lord Vishnu, who was responsible for the, I'm going to avenge the death of my brother. And so Hiranyakashipu went on this program of trying to kill Vishnu. And there he is with the half man, half lion incarnation taking care of Hiranyakashipu. These are Leela avatars of the Lord. As Prabhupada is indicating in the purport, each time the Lord comes, there's a purpose for his coming. Now there's general purposes and there's specific purposes. The general purposes Krishna identifies in Bhagavad Gita. To protect the devotees, pritpranaya sadhunam, to admonish the duskritis, the evil and impious souls, and to establish principles of religion once again, because he's also said, when there's discrepancy of religion, I come. So he comes to correct that discrepancy, establish proper principles of dharma or religion. So there's different religions based upon those principles of religion that are established, but they're the same principles, coming from the same person. Only the forms of that same person may appear differently. So in addition to those general purposes, there are specific purposes, especially with the Leela incarnations. Like, for example, with Lord Ram, his purpose is to demonstrate the behavior of an ideal king. So that's what Ram's Leela is. He's loved and adored and worshipped for his ideal kingly character. Ram Raja. Ideal king. Or for Parashuram to cut down the demoniac kings in a very fierce and intense way. Or Vamana to demonstrate the Lord's position as an ideal Brahmin. And in the case of Varaha, he is demonstrating the Lord's protection of the earth and in a particular Leela manner. To save the earth, rescue the earth from the, Prabhupada calls it in the purport, the filthy region of this universe. The filthy, dark stuff of the universe sinks to the bottom and the earth was displaced by Hiranyaksha, and Varaha lifted the earth to rescue the earth. One of the important parts of the whole Leela is to appreciate that when the Lord appears in whatever of the forms he appears and whatever the Leelas are that he performs, He's Yageshwara. He's the supreme transcendent Lord who is the recipient of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. In the Bhagavad Gita language, Krishna says that one should know him as the bhokta, or the enjoyer, of all yajnas. He's Yageshwara, he's the Ishwara of yajnas. He's the enjoyer of all sacrifices. So he who is the, when whatever is being offered in a proper religious way, the recipient of that offering is God. And so a name to identify God's position is he's the Yageshwara, the enjoyer of all yajnas. While he is that Yageshwara, he may appear in whatever form he likes to appear because he's the transcendent Lord filled with all potencies, and he can do as he likes. And as he, when he likes, he doesn't implicate himself in the complexities of material existence. Like Prabhupada gives the example, if the state creates a prison house and the governor of the state takes a tour of the prison house, it's not that he is subject to the laws of the prison house. He can grant amnesty to someone in the prison. He's the presiding personality over the prison. He's not subject to the laws of the prison, nor is he to be thought of as a criminal. He's touring part of what's the property of the state or the government of the state. Similarly, when the Supreme Lord appears within this world, he does so out of his own free will, and he's not subject to the limitations or laws of material nature. And so when he performs his activities according to his pleasure, they naturally are inconceivable, because the mind, the instrument for conceiving things, can reach the range of things within this world, but not beyond this world, because the mind is material energy. The mind cannot conceive of something that's beyond matter. That's the meaning of inconceivable. As we know from Brahma Samhita, Pantasto Koti Saravatsara Sampragamyo Vayo Ratapi Manaso Muni Pungavanam. Even if a great muni, by the capacity and strength of the mind, can travel for thousands and thousands and thousands of years as fast as the mind can travel, still he cannot reach that realm of transcendence because it's beyond the reach of the mind. So one should not, the message is, one should not try to understand these forms of the Lord according to the limitations of the mind, because you won't be able to. Rather, one should understand on the authority of Scripture that God exists and exists in a transcendental realm, in a transcendental position. He creates this world, and he, from time to time, yada yada, he dharmasya glani, when there's dharmasya glani or discrepancy in religion, he appears. Or he chooses to appear. He's not forced to do anything. And when he does, it's his activities, his teachings, everything that's conducted is of a transcendental nature. One should not think otherwise. Just the last point is that regardless of the form which the Lord displays when he appears, those forms are transcendental. Just like the biblical understanding is that God is created, man is created in the image of God. Man is created in the image of God, Old Testament teaches us. So what that means is, the form that man has is like gods, not identical, but in the image of God. Man is created in the image of God. So it's not that the other way around. That because man is sitting here stroking his chin thinking, I wonder what God looks like. And, aha, he must look like me. Because I look like this. It's the other way around. It's like the object and the reflecting surface and the reflection. So the reflection looks like the object. Not, I'd like to imagine what God looks like, so he must look like me. Or the anthropomorphic conception of God. But rather, man is created, God's not created, God is eternal, but man is created in the image of the eternal. And whatever else appears in this world is but a reflection of the spiritual world. All variety that exists here, as it exists in the spiritual world, as the saying goes, as below, so above, or as above, so below, as above, so below, because this is the object and this is the reflection. So when in this list of incarnations the Lord appears as Lord Varaha, it's a transcendental form. It's not of the material forms of people and hogs and lions and whatever else. The Lord can appear according to his unlimited, inconceivable potencies, according to his sweet will, and from time to time he does so. And so we're receiving this description of a list of incarnations of Krishna as they appear. Transcendental forms. Hare Krishna. Any discussion? Yes.
The Garbhagriha portion, why is it called the nether region?
The nether region is a lower portion of the universe. The dark, hellish planets. The heavenly planets and the hellish planets. So it's the nether region. The nether region refers to the lower planetary systems. I don't know exactly a dictionary definition of nether. Is below that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.